Margaret Kelly is the Northern Ireland Director of MenCap. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning.
I think our community of listeners will be really, really angry that here we have yet another example of how we are not protecting vulnerable people.
And I think I would totally understand that anger. I have been shocked, distressed and appalled at what has come out in the report. And I think, Stephen, that perhaps one of the things your listeners need to know is that many of those who would have been in Muckamore with severe learning disabilities would actually have had no verbal communication. So they actually would have been unable to communicate to their parent or their carer if they were suffering abusive behaviour. And I know from some of what I've read on the report that some of those adults tried to communicate with their behaviour, which was the only way they had to explain what was happening to them. And I find that particularly distressing, that we have some of the most vulnerable people in our community who cannot speak and cannot tell you what is happening to them, and for them to have been treated so horrifically somewhere that they should have been safe, I think is something that should really concern all of us.
Can you give me some examples of what you know happened? Obviously, we're not talking names.
I don't, Stephen. I have not been privy to the report, and I only know what has been reported. So I am only familiar with what is in the papers. But I do know that in some of the papers there, and I know that many of the people who will have been in Muckamore will not have had verbal communication. And I know that it's already been explained in some of what's been made publicly available, that those people did try to communicate with their behaviour because they actually can't speak, so they couldn't say what was happening to them.
You know, this report says patients were significantly likely to be harmed by peers. This report says CCTV footage showed patients being harmed by staff. These are patients who can't speak out, Margaret.
And I understand that that is the case, and I think that has to call into question the future of Muckamore entirely. I think people should not live in what is a long-stay hospital. People should live in the community, and MenCap and many other providers of care for adults with learning disabilities enable people with even the most severe learning disabilities to live in the community.
So are you calling for MenCap to be closed down?
I'm certainly not calling for MenCap to be closed
down.
Sorry,
not MenCap, sorry, Muckamore.
I think Muckamore's future is absolutely in question.
Do you think it should be, as the director of MenCap, do you think it should be closed down?
I cannot see how, with a report that talks about a culture of silence, that talks about a culture of abuse, and that talks about compromising some of the most vulnerable people we have, I do not see how that can continue to exist. And I actually think, Stephen, that the really important question is, what kind of care are we going to provide? Because, you know, the reality is that some of those people will continue to need care and treatment, but they need to have that care and treatment somewhere that is safe and also somewhere that is effective, somewhere that actually gives them the treatment they need and then enables them to live in the community. We do know that that is possible, but that is actually, I think, we need to listen to families. I think if families want a public inquiry, we need to respond to that. But I think we also need to be saying, what kind of care are we going to provide?
Now, everywhere I look around this story, CCTV footage in the hospital's psychiatric intensive care unit. So, again, let's not just race past this. So this was an intensive care unit, a psychiatric intensive care unit. And there is CCTV footage showing patients being harmed by staff. But no safeguarding referrals were made and no members of staff spoke out. How dare they?
And I think that's what the report highlights. It highlights a culture where either staff were abusing patients or there was collusion and silence. And I have to say, Stephen, there's part of me doesn't have the words to explain how that makes me feel.
Well, do you know what? If the health service is saying that they're going to be open and transparent in this case, and clearly we can protect the identity of some of the some of the people, we can blob their faces. Let's see the CCTV footage. Let's see that too. Whenever we can. Clearly there might be some active cases, but whenever we can, let's see it.
And that is my
Stephen. I want to see that seclusion room. I want to see that seclusion room. And I am publicly now asking the health service, will they give me access to it? Because if some of these people can't speak out, I want to walk into it. I want to see it. I want to feel the environment that these vulnerable people were put into. And look, if it's appropriate, it's appropriate. But I want to report on it. And I want access to it. And I'll let you know. We've asked them already. We're on the phone to them. I want to know if they're going to give me access to it. And if not, I want them to take a photograph of it and I want them to make it public.